All of those events have economic...
Downtown Buffalo last hosted NCAA tournament hoops in 2014. A lot has changed since then, including construction of Harbor Center and the opening of four new hotels and several restaurants and bars. Morgan Stevens and her husband own Ballyhoo on South Park Avenue, not far from KeyBank Center. She says people in Buffalo already know what the city has to offer. She's looking forward to the chance to give visitors a good first impression.
What I hope they take away is just that, you know, the city is a welcoming city, and it is something that we want to share with people, and we want them to experience in a way that we feel about it every day.
Business owners learned about an extensive communication plan for the tournament. Patrick Kaler, president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara, says personnel will be on the streets to provide information, including real-time updates on what eateries have available seats and where it may be too crowded.
We'll make sure that people are, our tweet team is stationed in the Chippewa area up to, as well as going up towards Anchor Bar, so that we can real-time tell people where there's availability at restaurants, so that our volunteers that are out on the street as they are engaging with visitors, looking for places to go.
There will also be information provided on available nearby attractions, including the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park. Paul Marzellum is the park's director of development.
Our official opening is March 25th, which is a Saturday, but with this special occasion coming into town for the March Madness, we're going to be open March 16th, 17th, and 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. all 3 days.
While Tuesday's information session focused on the NCAA tournament, VBN's Patrick Kaler said this year will be significant for Buffalo tourism. This summer, the city is hosting the Gaelic Games, and just after Christmas, the World Junior Hockey Championship comes to town. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.